Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fishermen Ministry South Carolina Thursday night service. Great is the Lord, page 45. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the side of the north, city of the great King. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the side of the north, city of the great King. Wonderful, wonderful, page 119. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for your goodness and who you are and what you've done and its sufficiency. Thank you for another day to serve you. Thank you for time to worship you. I ask that your word would go forth, Lord, that we would have ears to hear it and receive it and walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Of the Sun, page 36. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord. the sun to the going down of the same. My Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord. Show me thy ways, page 98. Evening. Try to remove the froggy from my voice. I was practicing this song earlier for service, and show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truths and teach me. And the Lord has given us his word. It shows me his ways, it teaches me his path, and it leads me in his truth. And praise God for that word. And we have disciples who, as being in the army of God and in basic training to have this life, to learn to walk in his faith and walk in his ways and learn his ways, we have a discipler who takes that word when we talk to them and helps us apply it in a practical way, the word. Because I know for myself, I can read the word, but I don't always necessarily see how to apply it in my own life. And that is a praise the Lord. The discipler comes in, you tell them what's going on, they give you the word, and then they say, this is how you walk that out. This is how you trust the Lord and walk that out, that word out in your life right now. And in a practical way. And if I do it, as Davey would say, you do your best and your best will get better. But if I don't take heed to what is being told of me to do, am I going to get better at it? No. If I move forward, even if it is just initially obedience, whether you understand it, whether it makes any sense, whether you don't get it, you think that's just the stupidest thing, the Lord has always blessed that obedience to move forward in what I've been counseled to do. I was thinking about JC. He's about to start guitar lessons. And he's going to have guitar lessons once a week. And he'll go in once a week, and they'll show him a new thing. But if he doesn't come home and practice that which he's been taught the previous week, is he going to learn it? No, he's not. And now you're sending, what's the point in going to the guitar practice if he doesn't practice what he's learned? Now, is he going to be even practicing as he's practicing throughout the week? Is he going to have 5 lessons and be like Jimi Hendrix? No. No, he's not. But as he practices it, there he will get better. It may not always seem like it in the midst of it. There will be times where his fingers hurt and he just doesn't want to deal with it and just want to quit, just want to give up. I can't seem to get it right. But if he does that which he's been taught and gets back up and pushes forward, he will get good at it. And learning times are different for everybody. But he will get better at it. But if he doesn't practice that which he learns, he won't. It'll be useless information. And I was thinking about that in reference to our spiritual walk with the Lord. If I take heed to that which has been given to me by my disciples, by those over me, and I go forth in it, you will practice at it. You will fall down. You will get back up. You will trust the Lord in what he has done and his righteousness, and that his grace is sufficient. And you can trust that he is able to finish what he started in you. But if I don't try, if I don't go forth and make an effort and be obedient to that which is counseled to me, I'm not. What am I doing? Why am I even here? Because there are times I find that
I'm not doing it. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? What do I believe? Because a man will do what a man wants to do. A woman will do what a woman wants to do. I can stand up here and I can sing, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truths and teach me." But if I don't take it, hear it, and walk forward in it, it's just noise. It's just noise. And I do find that I find myself in that place. But he's good. He's not there to beat me back down. When JC's doing his lessons, and then at the end of the week, if he hasn't got this thing just mastered, are we going to say, "You're done. You're done. You have not achieved the level of perfectness that I have required of you, and therefore we are done and no more lessons"? No. I can see that he is trying. He is putting forth the effort to do it. And therefore you work with him. God is good. You find yourself in those places. Maybe you didn't even know you were being rebellious. Maybe you did know you were being rebellious. I don't know. I found myself in both. But you can turn around. That's the goodness of the gospel. If you haven't been taking heed to what has been counseled to you to do by your authorities, turn around. And it's forgotten. You can change your mind. Turn around. Get back on the path. He loves you. He's good. And he's right there to pick you back up. And if you feel like you can't handle whatever it is before you, he's good with that too. You cast that upon him and trust him to guide you. Trust him to lead you. And he will, because he's good and he loves you. I say for myself, in singing this song today, it was a good reminder to me of, am I doing what I've been told to do? Or am I fighting it? Or am I doing it halfway? Will you learn my way?
Good evening. You know, there's no shortage of places to go in the body to have direction given, to have somebody look at you and tell what they see, and perhaps have some wisdom imparted. So there's no excuse for not knowing. But when you were up here, you kind of had reminded me of some places in the Scripture where Paul uses very common language to do a little application of the truth of the Word. And there's one that came to mind quick in Colossians and one in Ephesians. The one in Ephesians is a little bit longer than the one in Colossians. So I'm going to see if I can avoid it. I'm not going to go there a second. Very commonly explored section of Colossians by me and others. 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which you also walked some time when you lived in them. So you understand what I'm talking about here. This is not something I need to explain to you. You've been there. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. And, you know, what does all that has in common? It supports the idolatry. It doesn't promote the kingdom or the Word of God. It supports idolatry. It makes you look important. And nobody really cares what you look like. That's not really true. Scripture is replete with attitudes that you're supposed to have. You're supposed to be lowly in mind, which means not proud, not consumed with self-image. The only image that you're supposed to be consumed with is the image of Jesus Christ, and being made into something that's conformable to that image. Lie not to one another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. There's nothing special about who you are that gives you a special in with Jesus. Only thing that matters is that you acknowledge that you're a sinner and you need him. That's all that matters. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And then it says something interesting. It says, let the peace of God rule. Never occurred to you that you're impairing the peace of God ruling in your hearts? But that's how it works, and that's the application of it. And it really comes down to charity, agape, love of choice, an act of your will, not based on emotion or condition. The love that was given to you, that you decide to give to others, not because they deserve it, but because they need it. And the Lord was good to you. And that's part of being good for other people. And ministering the kingdom of God and the love of God to them. We go over into Ephesians. Starting 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that you've heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. But a lot of attention he gives to the idea of speaking the truth to one another. That's always amazed me. Like we have a tendency to lie, to build ourselves up, or puff ourselves up and make us look more important than we are. To augment idolatry in our lives. It's easy to slip back into that. Very easy. I find I'm doing it when I'm just trying to be funny. I think I'm terribly funny. I'll be getting paid for my ability to be funny. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. I'm probably also the only person who thinks that. Not to be angry and sin not part, the part before. And that be angry and sin not. Just don't let it rule you, man. If you're letting it rule you, then It's sin. There's nothing out there that ought to make you that angry. That the Lord can't deal with it. The only thing that keeps you from letting the Lord deal with it is pride. You have a right to be angry. They didn't have any right to do that to you. Who do they think they are? There's no profit in that. Neither give place to the devil. That's important. Let him that stole steal no longer, no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of the edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. It's always preferable ministering grace to the hearers. Anything that isn't ministering grace to hearers is corrupt communication. Something you're saying because you think it sounds good and makes you seem important or better than you are. About you instead of about them. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Those passages really sound when they end up, they went to the same place, didn't they? Same conclusion. But there's a lot of practical application of what the gospel is supposed to be working in your life and how different it is than how it used to be. And it's for other people and for the benefit of the hearers. And not to build you up, but to remind you of the need for the humility and remembering where you came from. I'm done.
To trust and obey, page 111.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. And obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. And obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. No other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Worthy.
beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Step down into darkness, open my eyes.
Listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.